Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I really wanted to have a nice little Wednesday today. I did. I woke up. We had such a fun show yesterday.
That was a fun show.
And anytime we have a show that Kenny called in at 6:30, we had a great hit from Albert, and Fanta was on fire, and we got to rage about the Wyatt Teller situation a bit. We had some good Shador discussions, and I was like, Wednesday's going to be, it's just going to be that next step. And then I'm sitting there trying to get the script from the doctor today, and I see it. The Browns have opened the 21-day window for Deshaun Watson, meaning that in the next 21 days, they either have to activate Deshaun Watson from the PUP or they shut him down in its entirety. And it was just like, you can't help yourself. Can you, Browns? You can't. You already dogged our boy Wyatt Teller, and everybody knows you did. We got Mama Teller out here having to tweet about your wicked ways to the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the Shador argument on the daily, right? You've given us enough fodder, right? Oh, anytime you or I go on another station, oh, you're so lucky to have all these talking points. Yeah, I'd just rather a winning football team, but I digress. The point is, we didn't need to do the Deshaun Watson thing today. And I'll be honest with you, I wonder if the Browns opened his 21-day window today out of sheer spite.
So it just kind of feels like they get to a spot where it's like, oh, all the conversation seems like it's simmered down a little bit. This is the Jerry Jonesification of what the Haslams and the Browns seem like they do. It's like just the moment where you think like, all right, the waters are calmed down, they do something to go ahead and disrupt everything. And it's almost like the timing of this feels as if they're like in an early anticipation of what would just get the most people talking about the Browns at any given point. And then there we are.
I don't think it is I'm not trying to go full conspiracy theory tinfoil hat here.
Let us down that road.
I think this Wyatt Teller thing has a chance to be a real thorn in their side because it paints a real bit of dysfunction. And for all the things we've seen in Berea and all the things we've speculated, we've not seen like Hugh Jackson level dysfunction on open display unless it was like Miles throwing a temper tantrum. And that feels more about Miles than it does simply about the Browns. I can't help. It's tough for me to think it's a coincidence that they just magically decided to do this, something that would take all the headlines, all the noise, all the what have you, when there's a very real conversation about how they've treated one of their absolute favorite sons, one of the favorite sons of Cleveland Browns fans, and when Wyatt Teller's family's tweeting about what if.
Do you think Deshaun has just used his misdirection and this is what you're saying?
I don't know that's the only reason, but it does feel a little coincidental that as this thing, because again, Monday it was a bit of a story, yesterday it was a huge story, and then today it continued to be a big story. Would I put it past them to do something like this? Again, I'm not saying they didn't intend to open up the 21-day window, but do I think they understood that when you did it, you would offset whatever headlines there were that day? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I look at it more like I think they genuinely want to see what they not only have with Deshaun at this point, but I think this is almost kind of like a poking and a prodding to Shador to be like, Shador, here's your chance. If you look good, this man doesn't have to play. And if you don't look good, well, we got 3 weeks to go ahead and make that decision, and this will be the guy that replaces you, because it's not – Dylan Gabriel is not the threat that he once was. Bailey Zappe makes no sense, and no one can justify that. But they can go to Deshaun if they want to, and they would go to Deshaun. And so, like, for me, this is about them basically keeping Shador on his toes once again.
So I think in this case, this might be one of the few things they're doing that has nothing to do with Shador, because I actually think it just has something to do with that – That same old that itch you have to scratch of, well, it's the worst trade in NFL history. We got to find a way to make it good. Hey, can we? Is he ready to play? And if he is, if he's going to be here next year, if he's ready to play, let's put him out there and let's just see if.
Well, think about it. Last year, they were caught with their pants down when it came to the quarterback room in many ways. They looked around. They tried to get Kirk Cousins is in town. Is he not in town? They couldn't make a trade for it. They left the quarterback situation when they realized that they weren't going to draft a quarterback in the first round, and they left it with basically nothing. They were holding no cards. And so I almost wonder if you play Deshaun for the final one or two games, if Shador starts to stumble here, and then they're setting themselves up for if they don't have an offseason where an obvious quarterback move can be made, like what happened this last year, it wouldn't surprise me if they threw Deshaun out there to start the season.
Can you imagine a Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel
like that would be the quarterback conversation. Yes, that's what it would be. I could totally see that happening if they do end up in a spot where they don't draft one of these quarterbacks, because let's say Dante Moore stays at Oregon and Mendoza goes number one overall to a team that isn't the Browns, and you just have to eat that. And then in the open market, it's like, oh, it's Mac Jones for a price we don't want to pay, and basically nothing else. Nothing materializes. And if they're looking at it instead of this two-year, we're going to suck window, extended to 3 years, I know there's a lot of ifs here, but it's on the table with them.
If you bring back Kevin Stefanski and these three quarterbacks being Shador, Deshaun, and Dylan Gabriel, and nothing else, and you expect something to change, I don't know you deserve to run a franchise. Like, at some point, there's got to be... And by the way, I'm of somebody who thinks, man, if Shador keeps showing that incremental improvement this year, I think the real jump for Shador comes between the end of this season and the beginning of next season, because he'll have a full offseason in the NFL. And yeah, I think he'll have a renewed understanding of the kind of work that it takes. I think every rookie quarterback has this, by the way. It's not like Shador has it. But that every rookie quarterback has to learn just what a grind and how much work it takes in the NFL. But that's your hope. It's not going to be Deshaun. It's not going to be Dylan Gabriel. It's going to be, hey, and by the way, if Deshaun were to beat out Shador week one, the one guy who I think there will be some hope for, I don't know how you do it if you're the Browns.
But I also would have said I don't know how you enter this season with their four quarterback competition thing that they had set up with Flacco and Pickett and then drafting a quarterback in the third and then the fifth round. Like, they've shown us just this last year, they're really not good at putting together quarterback plans, and they will just let and see as the quarterback market doesn't materialize and shape the way that they want it to, and then you end up in that situation. Am I saying this is the most likelihood of answers for the Browns or something that I could see happening? No, that's not what I'm saying, but I am saying it's on the board.
I'd just like to remind the Browns, because I checked around about this, and I asked like three different people, right, from different spots here, just to confirm. The Browns don't have to open up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Deshaun Watson's 21-day window, right? They don't have to. Meaning there's nothing in the CBA that says he's on the PUP. At some point, you have to open that 21-day window. It is a decision that you make to do so.
Yeah.
And every single person said, yes, it is a decision that they make. It doesn't mean that they have to do it. So the Browns are actively deciding whether they want to see Deshaun Watson this year. So you didn't, we already start with, you didn't have to open up the 21-day window. So you didn't have to do that, but you did. All right, you don't have to activate Deshaun Watson in the midst of a lost season where fans are already good, well, upset enough. You don't have to, but you're thinking about it. So allow me to answer. I would say pretty unilaterally, right, just across the board, nobody wants to see this.
Mick, they don't think about Deshaun the way you think about Deshaun. They don't think about Deshaun the way that 99% of the fan base thinks about Deshaun.
But they have to. They
don't
have to understand.
They're showing you they don't.
And I'm telling them now with full impunity, without any doubt in my mind, you don't have to do this. You can be smarter than this. You can, for once in your godforsaken life, you can read the room. This is not rocket science. You got a full team of PR guys there probably saying, hey, this seems dumb. And they're right. You do not have to do this. I beg of you, read the room. Get Cletus Haslam in here. Get Billy Bob and Buddy Sue and Betty Jane. Get all the Bettys in there. Get all the Haslams in there. Let's round them up into one room and explain. If we got to use Hooked on Phonics, we'll use Hooked on Phonics. You don't have to do this. You didn't have to open up his 21-day window, and you sure as hell don't have to activate
him. Nick, the flaw that they have, that they don't see, that we've all seen, is that Deshaun Watson can't play good football anymore. They haven't accepted that fact. For me, he's too injured of a player to ever put him out there in any sort of serious nature, but they don't see it. They've not yet given up on this, and I don't know why they haven't either. When none of us can make sense of why they haven't either, but they clearly haven't, and there is a part of me that could see a scenario where Shador, if he stumbles, I think he's going to have the job the rest of the way. We won't have to worry about this. That's why everyone should be Shador fans moving forward. But if he stumbles, I could see them saying at the end of the season, all right, Deshaun, you got two games. Let's see exactly where you stand. And then let's take that into the offseason, and then we'll refigure everything out. And if you look good, who knows what's on the docket for 2026 as we need a quarterback.
216-474-0092. Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media.
There's a real part to it.
I'm smirking because I am trying to keep it together. We're going to have a good Wednesday here. I'm not going to let this upset
me. Your Wednesday's shot, okay?
No.
It's shot.
No.
You're not getting it back.
I'm a gimp.
As far as you know,
I got one damn good leg.
December 3rd. 2025 in your life it's done, okay?
No, it's done.
Right. You're not,
I got plenty of life left. Thank you very much.
No, you got tomorrow.
You got three or four years.
You got December 4th of 2025, maybe, but your December 3rd is shot. It's over. It's done.
At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Will Deshaun play this season? Quick hits coming up. At 2:40 today, we got Ashley Bastock. At 3:20, we'll ask her about Deshaun and the activating the 21-day window for Deshaun Watson. Ross Tucker. At 4, we'll talk the quarterback matchup between Cam Ward and Shador Sanders coming up at 4. Mark Schlereth, he's on the call for Browns-Titans this weekend. I don't know who he upset to get this call, but he's going to join us. He's also an Odyssey NFL insider. We'll talk with him about another Jerry Jeudy crash out. We will talk about Deshaun Watson and Shador Sanders as well. But 216-474-0092. Brad and Tom, you guys stick there. 216-474-0092. Will Deshaun Watson play this season? And what are we really hoping for here? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.